Line forms on the right bay.
Not that Maggie.
And where is he?
He's
back in town. On the fan, McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. That's right, Wednesday. Take you for the next 3 hours all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. Fliegelman on the other side, 888-808-1019. Life! They are alive! Last night was not the funeral. Last night was not the end of the season. The Yankees fight to live another day as the pressure will switch from the lineup and Luis Gil in game four, squarely on the shoulders of their ace pitcher, Gerrit Cole, in game number five. But before we talk about game number five, let's talk about the Anthony Volpe game. The Anthony Volpe game that we saw last night as the Yankees take down the Dodgers 11-4, find a way to hang around in this series. And look, before we talk about anything, let's just understand. There's a lot left to do. All right, yes, I'm going to experience some joy. I was at the ballpark, as Keith told you, and we put up some pictures on social media. I was sitting next to Marash. We had some fun. I was sitting next to, obviously, BT. The three of us were sitting there watching the game, along with BT's son, who was having a blast and having a great time and got on the scoreboard. He was very excited about that. It was a fun night. And I'm going to have fun after the three miserable games we saw prior. But make no mistake, as joyous as I might sound, we all understand what is still on the table here and how difficult this still is. And we'll talk about when you can start to feel like the pressure might swing, because it is not after one game. It is not. The pressure is still securely with the New York Yankees. The Dodgers lost a game. The pendulum has not swung just yet, but there is a victory, and the Yankees have tasted it, and the bats have woken, and they scored 11 runs, and I don't care who the pitchers are and how Roberts handled it. No one was apologizing for the Mets and their victories. This is how it goes. And we'll find out whether or not Roberts made a mistake in allowing the Yankees to face the Honeywells for the amount of time he did, or the Knacks for the amount of time he did. And we'll see if the Yankees can get hot here. And a lot of things went right for the Yankees. But we talk specifically about Anthony Volpe in this moment. And first, let's just start with the freaking monster that is Freddie Freeman. Enough with this guy! My goodness! I'm sitting there at the game, and we're going, you know, through it. And he gets Ohtani out on the pop-up, and you're like, okay, let's just have a clean inning. Good God, give us a clean inning, Luis Gil. Anything, just please put up a zero. Let us come to the top. Let him come to the bottom of the first with no runs on the board. Please, we got to jump out to a lead. Please, a clean inning. He gets out Ohtani. He gets a double down the first baseline from Mookie Betts that looked like it was off the inner part of the handle, the bat or whatever, but still, it's a double down the line. And then Freddie Freeman gets two strikes yet again, if I remember correctly, and takes a slider on the outside corner and just missiles it into the short porch. And again, the same kind of, now I wasn't at the game of game three, but that same kind of feeling of just, I mean, let's be honest, it was over. It was over in that moment. It's only two runs. You try and tell yourself it's not over. Hey, it's two runs. It's a bullpen game. They can actually score. But in that moment, it's just like, we're fighting an uphill battle against a team that's freaking impossibly good and a man who refuses to not hit home runs. As that's now four home runs in four games in this World Series for Freddie Freeman, takes a 2-0 lead. And the feeling in this building is just completely deflated yet again. And this team has to battle back yet again. And it's Anthony Volpe who joins the list of redemption as so many different things about this game, but all the different things Anthony Volpe did, it started with the most boneheaded play that you could possibly imagine. And you want to know when I really thought this game was over? That's when I thought this game was over. Because before they'd rally, because this team and its base running and all the little things that hurt it, as we talk around all the nonsense that's not really as important as just their superstar Aaron Judge not coming through, but all the little things, right? All the base running blunders, all the little stuff, all the mistakes, the fielding mistakes from Gleyber Torres that cost them in game one, all the small things that we complain about with this team over and over and over again. The idea that Wells, who has done absolutely nothing, that Volpe could get on with a walk, steal second base, put them in a position, and Wells can hit one off the wall, and they can't score, whether it's Stanton in game three on second base with a base hit, or if it's Volpe, it doesn't matter. Speed, fast, slow, it doesn't matter. They can't score because they're either slow or stupid. And in that moment, as Anthony Volpe attempts to tag up with one out, to try and, if the play is made, tag up and go to third with two outs and get in better scoring position with two outs, it makes absolutely no sense. It is a horrendous base running play to not be able to score from second base. And Verdugo comes through with the RBI ground out. You feel better about things. But in that moment, only getting one run there, it felt like, here we go. This team just is so dumb, and they do just enough to cost themselves the opportunity to have a big inning. And then you get to the bottom of the third, and Soto strikes out swinging. Judge gets hit by a pitch. Jazz hits one off the wall for a single. Betts played it beautifully off the wall. You got first and third. Stanton walks after, I guess, getting hit by a pitch and swinging. I still haven't seen the replay on that just yet. But he was mad. And you could tell he was pissed off getting the walk. But now you've got bases loaded. Bases loaded off Hudson early in this game, and you know it's a bullpen game, and you know how Roberts might handle it. It's how he handled it in the series against the Mets. If this game gets out of hand quickly, he's going to go to the lesser relievers. You know it. It's such an important moment in the game right there to get out to a lead. I don't care how we get the win. The Yankees are desperate for a win. Get some runs, break this game open, and maybe things change. They just need one freaking big hit. And when Rizzo pops up, the entire momentum, the entire enthusiasm about that inning, the juice in the crowd completely falters. That is an enormous pop-up. And again, here we are. And you are convinced that the New York Yankees are going to be stuck in their same ways of being unable to come through with the big hit. They're going to leave the bases loaded. The game's still going to be 2-1 Dodgers. If it stays like this, they'll probably try and win this game and go to the better relievers, but it doesn't matter because the Yankees can't hit. And then the swing. And if we do end up forcing a game six forcing a game six in L.A., getting back into this series ever miraculously doing something crazy, this is the swing that changed everything. And we'll find out how they respond later today with Gerrit Cole on the mound and how this offense will respond at its second look at Flaherty. But this, even against Cleveland, it was Juan Soto and Stanton with big home runs late, right? It was a couple of base hits here, there, manufactured stuff. But they haven't really had that big hit that breaks open a game or gives them breathing room in a game. It's always been last-minute heroics, if there's been any at all, and for the most part, there hasn't been enough. They've been tight in these moments. They've been unable to come through. Rizzo pops up when you're just looking at the bare minimum to get a fly ball to tie the game. And then the swing from Anthony Volpe that changed the entire feeling around this team, the entire feeling in the ballpark, and the entire feeling through the rest of the lineup, the rest of the game. That's the kind of blow they have been desperately needing to change the vibes, to loosen up. Finally, someone comes through, and when he hits that ball, I can tell you I'm down the third baseline. I knew he hit it good. I wasn't sure it was out. I was hoping it was more in the alley than it looked. I did not think that ball was getting out off the bat. And when it hits the stands, I'm telling you, the place went nuts. We couldn't believe it. It was the last thing I expected after the pop-up. Volpe, when's the last time Volpe hit a home run? To get that ball to go over the fence, give them that lead, break the game open, make it 5-2, and just drain all of the tension out of this team to get it from this young shortstop who had a good postseason prior to the World Series but has been awful in the three games against the Dodgers. For this young, homegrown shortstop who's had such an up and down, mostly down season, who's lost all the power that he had in his rookie year, the 20 home runs, hasn't really hit for power at all this year, as we're clamoring for any kind of pop from the bottom of the order. Someone needs to come through. There needs to be that breaking point. The dam needs to break. And Volpe comes through with that hit. That changed the game, and we will find out if it changed the team. Because I don't care who the next pitchers are, and I'm sure all the haters are going to call me if they want it, 888-808-1019, and tell me how long Knack was in the game, and tell me Honeywell and everybody else they went to, and they didn't, you know, force you to beat this one or beat that one, and he punted on the game. I don't care. I don't care. That hit was enormous, and you can feel the tension out of everybody else. And he has just an incredible game from the boneheaded base running play on. I mean, you look what Volpe did this game. He's got two excellent defensive plays. He's got two stolen bases. He's got the grand slam. He's got the double that he hustles in and with the hard slide gets the ball knocked out of the glove. He steals third from there. He scores on a ground ball after Verdugo had an incredible at-bat. The at-bat qualities went up. The intensity went up. The energy went up. The aggressiveness on the base paths went up. Everything changed with that grand slam. Everything changed with that swing. The vibe around the team, the feeling of what they're capable of, everything about this team changed with that Volpe grand slam. Now, it's got to continue into today where now we transition into what's in front of us, and it was Volpe yesterday. It was an incredible game. It's Clay Holmes yesterday coming in getting big outs. I still don't know why Leiter was next. Someone's going to have to explain it to me, but I don't care. And then Aaron Boone learning from his mistakes, going to Weaver and willing to stick with him until Glaber really breaks the game open late and you get that relief as well. Just a lot of tension just draining out of you. Nobody left that building, I promise you. Nobody left that building thinking the Yankees are going to win. Nobody left this building saying the Dodgers are in trouble. Nobody left this building saying suddenly the series is completely turned on its head. But we did leave the building feeling like the New York Yankees showed up. You did leave the building saying at least for one night, the Yankees said, not today. You are not going to sweep us. We are not going to leave this building tonight feeling like we did 2 years ago against the Astros, that we're going to show some fight, that we're going to see home runs and big swings from our young kids that were looking forward to being big parts of this team in Volpe and Wells, who hits one off the wall and hits a home run in the upper deck. You saw some fight. You saw Judge with an RBI at the end of the game. I know he'll probably get mocked for it because it was meaningless, but Judge comes through with a hit. For one night, this Yankee team got off the deck after falling behind 2-0. And it's the most minimum they can do, but I wasn't sure they had it in them. Most of these series that go down 3-0 end in sweeps. It's like 78% of them. The Yankees got off the deck. They responded to falling behind. They got the big hits. Even when the game gets close after the Smith home run and they put it within a run, Clay Holmes comes in and gets big outs. Leiter comes in and gets big outs. Weaver comes in and gets big outs. And then they add. And then it's aggressive base running from Volpe. And it's scoring on a ground ball to second base after a, what was it, a 13-pitch at-bat from Verdugo? I didn't check, but it's got to be something like that. It was an incredible at-bat from Verdugo, who gets two RBIs on outs. That's sometimes that's all it takes. But this team showed fight. This team showed guts. This team didn't lay over and roll over and die. And it's the least they could do, but at least they did it. At least there's a game later today with the ace on the mound, and that without question. All the pressure, right? We've been focused so much on the offense. The offense has been a disaster. The offense hasn't been clutch. Every time they lose, it's because of the offense. Aaron Judge, and all warranted. All warranted. And I'm not saying I'm still not concerned they won't hit them later today. I'm concerned they won't hit later today. But there is no question, after the talk of Cole not going on short rest, after the talk of no discussions inside the organization about it whatsoever, setting Cole up for this game. And now clearly after winning game four, they're in better position, having not gone to him in short rests. But the fact of the matter is being pulled after 88 pitches in game one, that decision and what it led to, Cole being the $300 million man, this now comes down to Gerrit Cole shutting down this Dodger team and sending the Yankees back to L.A. The pressure completely shifts to the pitching side of this team and to Gerrit Cole, the ace, who has to go deep into this game. Now, the bullpen is fairly rested. We didn't see Canely. Holmes didn't throw too many pitches because of the Glaber home run and the run scored in the eighth inning, which are enormous on this fact alone. Weaver didn't have to come back out, and he probably wouldn't have been available, or, you know, it's the end of your career, end of the season, he might have been available, but I don't know what you would have got from him. Now he's a little bit more rested. You feel good about him coming out later tonight. So the bullpen's rested. The offense is feeling good. Guys have come through. You're getting a second look at a pitcher who hasn't put two good starts together in a while here in Flaherty. And the Yankees have an opportunity to win this second game and then making them get on the plane, making them go back home. Now you start to at least start to put some doubt into the Dodgers' head. Now you start to build real momentum heading back for a game six where you're one win away from a game seven. And that's, listen, you force a game seven, this it's on. It's on. Win tonight. It's about Gerrit Cole. Yesterday was Volpe in this offense and everything that happened. And we'll get into the particulars at 888-808-1019. All the different things that happened in this game. Obviously, the two bozos, or at least the one bozo, you know, trying to rip the glove out of Bett's hand, which, you know, we didn't know what's going on in the stands. It just felt like, hey, everyone's like, he's in the crowd. That's fair game. Like, we have no idea. These guys are ripping the ball out of his hands. We'll get to that. We'll get to all the different things. But Anthony Volpe put forth a performance that we will remember forever. I can tell you I'll remember it forever. That's a big game. Even if they end up losing the series, which is still very likely, more than likely. Even if they end up losing it, Anthony Volpe, who is going to be a huge part of this team moving forward, he stepped up in a must-win game in the World Series and gave them the at-bat that felt like changed the whole team. And if anything does happen moving forward, you will turn to that at-bat. If the offense wakes up and scores runs, we will look back at that at-bat as the one that broke through, the one that made the difference. And for him to do it, a double, two stolen bases, two good defensive plays, scoring on a ground ball right to the second base with the infield dragged in. He had to have great instincts on that. He had to break right away. He had to have a good slide. Like, he had a phenomenal game. Wells had a great game. And they were able to put up 11 runs with really Juan Soto doing nothing, Giancarlo Stanton doing nothing, and for the most part, other than an RBI single and getting on a couple times, Judge still doing nothing. And hopefully that last at-bat from Judge can mean something more than just the RBI and actually mean something moving forward later today. But that was an incredible game from this young shortstop who's going to be a building block of this team moving forward, who had to get off the deck after three bad games in the World Series and come through with the biggest hit in the series so far from the New York Yankees, because after that Rizzo pop-up, I promise you, nobody, you know it, ask yourself, nobody expected Volpe to come through in that moment. They haven't done it almost all playoff. And when that ball hit the stands, that's a moment I'm never going to get. But we move on because tonight is game number 5, and it is an enormous game, and Gerrit Cole is, this is why they pay him $300 million. This is why he's the ace of the staff. They have him on regular rest after much debate about it. And he better be able and up to the task to get into the 7th, 8th inning of this game. Plain and simple. 888-808-1019. We'll take your calls on the game last night. The idiots in the outfield. The huge game from the young rookie, their young shortstop in Anthony Volpe. The big game from the catcher in Austin Wells. And just an enormous win for the New York Yankees. Just to say, not tonight. They fought back. And they are one win away from making this thing a series.